In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
To win! 19-5! Adios, Orioles!
How about that one, everybody? Disaster potentially averted with Bregman bombs away from Raffy and Refsnyder as your Red Sox win by the score of a field goal, two touchdowns, and two-point conversions to a field goal and a safety for the Orioles. A much-needed Soxplosion today in the first part of a day-night doubleheader thanks to the rains of the Nor'easter here on Memorial Day weekend. Happy broadcast, everybody. Welcome to WEEI Afternoons with Nick Fitzy-Stevens and Ted Johnson. Of course, we welcomed you in with the call of the game brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Kind of just like Raffy hitting a grand slam. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Boy, Ted Johnson, I got to tell you, that was very much necessary, wanted, enjoyed by all in attendance. Of course, there weren't too many in attendance, sadly, at the old ballpark today because it was the rain relocated first game of the day-night doubleheader because last night was a complete and thorough biblical washout all through New England. But the fans in attendance today got their money's worth and then some. My question to you to kick things off, Big Ted, is do you think the Red Sox actually saved some ribeyes and ding-dongs for the evening part, the nightcap of today's doubleheader?
Well, I would think so, Fitzy. When you have a day like that, 20 hits, this offense has been a dead offense. You like to think that maybe this might spark something, right? So, the hope is that 20 hits, that might have unlocked maybe some guys. Heck, Trevor Story got a hit for the first time in a long time. So, let's hope. Yeah, it was fun to see. Let's face it, considering how they've looked from an offensive standpoint, I think a season high in their last game, 16 strikeouts. So just really the lineup had really been struggling. So they need to do that. They need to, it was great that the Red Sox haven't come back from deficits or being behind in a lot of games this year, and they did that today as well. So, I mean, there's a lot to get into. I will say this, Fitzy, to just kind of start things off. I mean, with Raffy hitting 8 RBIs, 2 home runs, look, he ain't playing first base. The first base story is gone. That is dead and buried. That story won't come up. Not when Raffy is hitting the numbers that he's hitting right now. There's no way. And right now, you got Alex Cora, who's probably feeling pretty good about himself. Because let's face it, I think there was a little bit of a front office Craig Breslow versus Raffy and then kind of Cora having his players back there. So I think there was a divide there. And Raffy, I think, has played, the way he's been hitting the ball, I think has pretty much sealed the fate of him even really even, you know, even considering taking ground balls over there. So I think that story is dead and buried considering what we saw today.
You heard he's leading the major leagues in RBI. He's now into the double digits in home runs. He's batting almost 300. He's got close to 60 hits on the season. He is hitting at an absolutely torrid pace. Nobody is anything close to hotter with the stick over the last three to four weeks in Major League Baseball than Rafael Devers is. And I don't know if it's the meeting with John Henry, the actual meeting itself, the embarrassment or attention that could have come from Breslow and Cora and Henry flying out to meet with him out in Kansas City a few weeks ago, or if he just needed time to warm up, or maybe he, you know, maybe Teddy, he just proverbially got over himself, or this is the hitter he's evolving into, because we had all hoped that we would see him at some point turn into, basically, once he got off the hot corner and was strictly just a hitter, we all thought, all right, well, best case scenario is he's making a lot of money to be David Ortiz 2.0. Be his own hitter, of course. Be his own player, his own man, his own pain in the ass, his own superstar, whatever. All good. But a David Ortiz continuation sequel legacy, if you will, was a best case scenario. And right now, that's what we're seeing. We are seeing him evolve into the best version of himself, mashing everything that comes anywhere near the strike zone, becoming a tentpole and a centerpiece of the lineup, Ted, and a dangerous one at that, that is now going to force pitchers, managers, catchers to second guess and rethink their approach to him, thereby allowing better pitches to be seen by people in front of him and people after him. And everyone else in the lineup, from Jaron Duran all the way down to Trevor Story, Alec Bregman, depending on when and if he has to miss or several games due to the quad tightness that forced him to leave today's game. We'll get to that in just a minute. Everyone's going to see better pitches to hit thanks to Rafi finally really turning it on, coming around and catching fire. And that's great, because the lineup really lacked a dynamic, dangerous power hitter anywhere in the middle. And I know he's been hitting second more often than not this season, but this is what they needed. This is why they gave him the 10-year, $300-something million contract. This is what Alex Cora, I'll say, cared for him gently about in hopes that he would come around and do this. And that explosion today, 8 RBI on the game, including the grand slam later. Yes, it was off a positional player, but as Will Middlebrook said, hey, it goes on the back of the baseball card, so it still counts all the same. This was this almost felt cathartic for the team, and I hope that all my friends that texted me after the game saying, like, that was awesome, watch, they'll lose 2-1 tonight or 3-2. Just, you know, let's just hope they saved a couple of runs for the nightcap as well, because they kind of bailed out their guy today, too. Brian Baio struck out the side in the first inning, then got into some trouble. They fell behind 2-0 early, didn't get on the board until the fourth inning, and then by the time they got to the sixth, after Bregman goes out, that's when Devers catches fire. Ted, here's one for you. Can Devers and Bregman coexist successfully, healthfully, and productively at the same time in the same lineup on the same team?
Wait, ask that question again. I missed that last question.
Like, because as soon as Bregman goes out, Devers is like, here, hold my beer, I got you, and then just goes absolutely hog wild the rest of the day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, of course they can be on the same can they both be their best versions of themselves at the same time on this team, or is it karmically speaking, you know, only one can be hot at one time or another? Because, literally, Bregman goes down and Devers is like, I got it, don't worry about it, I'll carry the offense.
Yeah, well, that's a big part of the story, I mean, of today's game. I mean, it's as exciting as you are, and I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, with Rafi's day, the big story to come out of today. I mean, there's a lot. Look, I mean, Brian Baio continues to kind of trend downward. That makes you a little bit nervous. But the Trevor Story getting a hit, you know, Carlos Narvaez, I mean, is like found money for this team. But the biggest story is going to be Alex Bregman. And, you know, you're right to get excited about, you know, Rafi hitting the ball today, but he just lost some protection too. I mean, Bregman is going to be out. We don't know exactly what with. I mean, I was a little bit surprised. I think they said quad. That was
quad tightness. Yeah,
I'm a little surprised that they gave that much detail. But look, it might not be as severe as we thought, you know. But it's going to probably take some time. If that's a soft tissue tear, those do usually take a long time. So, look, that's Rafi hitting the ball, you know, off of a pitching staff that, let's face it, is I think the third highest in Major League Baseball is, you know, you got to just kind of temper it a little bit, in my opinion. I think there's some good things, but then there's also you got to be realistic about who you're playing as well.
All right, we have an update. Thank you very much, Stats Info and Managerial Quotes Department, Dan Ball, the Ball Hawk, checking in, relaying this from Alex Cora moments ago, Ted. Quote, regarding Bregman, just tight. He won't play the second one. He'll get treatment. We'll know more tomorrow. So we don't know if it's a slight strain, a pull. Could just be that it tightened. Could be a cramp. Could it be that it just tightened up on him? That's obviously best case scenario, and fingers crossed. Hopefully he can avoid the IL. If he misses, if not maybe a couple of games or the rest of the weekend, to me, that's a best case scenario. But of course, Ted, I wouldn't be doing my job both as a fan and a radio host if I didn't ask you if someone who is also playing two games today for the AAA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Woo Sox, Mr. Marcelo Meyer, could, if Bregman misses more than 2-3 games and has to take an IL stint, is this time?
I mean, it feels like it. I mean, that's the next big story off of the Bregman injury for sure. So that's, you know, that's exactly where everybody's gonna point to, look at, and really that'll be interesting because you wonder, you know, but they don't want to start the clock on these guys. Like there's a reason they haven't brought them up to this point, but now it almost forces their hand and everyone knows it. It's the obvious solution. And if they don't do that, it is going to not go over well with the fan base. So that will be interesting to see, but I mean, it's honestly, it's hard for to make the case to leave Roman Anthony down there as well. I mean, I really feel that way. I mean, Trevor Story, look, I know he's an outfielder, but, you know, I just feel like there's, you know, sometimes Rafaela isn't as dependable. He had a good day today, but you know what I mean? So he hasn't been hitting really good. So maybe, you know, that's where a spot for Roman Anthony. But, yeah it'll be interesting to see what the domino effect is from this game. Do the bats all of a sudden, does this spark them to just start hitting the way really we all expect them to, and what is the implications of the Alex Bregman injury? What is that domino effect with the guys down in AAA?
Well, if Roman Anthony does in fact come up anytime soon, if he gets a beer shower, it'll be legal because he just celebrated his 21st birthday as well. And like I said, two games for the Woo Sox. I can't see a scenario in which they just say, okay, the equivalent, you know, Sogard or Romy Gonzalez is going to handle third, or we'll play more David Hamilton. Like your offense needs a jolt. It got one today in the form of Bregman going down and Ref Snyder and Rafi and company saying, we'll pick you up. We got you. And absolutely just smashing the Orioles today. But you can't count on 19 runs a game. You can't count on 3-4 home runs a game from this lineup. They've been so, as I've said to the manager time and again on our Wednesday interviews, Ted, maddening, consistently inconsistent. And this could potentially very well be one of those addition by subtraction jolt you weren't expecting but ultimately needed type of outlier accidents or injuries. And we'll see if they call him up, if they call them both up anytime soon. I know the fans would love to see it. Let's sneak in one quick call before we catch you up on all that's trending in the wide world of sports and beyond. Oh, all right. Well, we lost our caller. Tim in Massachusetts wanted to say that was a horrible baseball game. You know what? I think that's a horrible thing you did, making me think you wanted to jump on the phone with us, Tim. If you would like to join us, though, 617-779-7937 is your telephone number and your text line to connect with WEEI Afternoons. I'm talking to, of course, at Teddy J Radio. I'm at Fitzy GFY. This is at WEEI Afternoons. And when we come back, we're going to be talking the latest and most salacious in the ever-evolving soap opera that is Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. Will you ever think of an Airbnb the same way again after this little update? We'll find out in moments. But first, let's catch you up on everything trending in Boston sports and beyond. Here's the Ball Hawk, Danny Ball.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
There's no way she said that. Come on, Ted.
She said it. And she,
come on, Ted Johnson.
She nailed it, man. She nailed it, too. She landed it perfectly.
Oh, my God. Does she understand what irony is? Oh, yeah. My God. That's literally the definition of that's what
that's
she
great.
Said. She said she prefers a men's
She does love puns. Yeah. She has a whole section on her Instagram devoted to puns. Old Bay.
This interview is radio gold to me, guys. It's unbelievable.
My God.
So you will probably want to let people know listened
hey,
to.
But. Hey, everybody. It's an abbreviated but, shall we say, celebratory holiday weekend edition, the Memorial Day weekend kickoff edition of WEEI Afternoons. Nick Fitzy Stevens and Big Ted Johnson here with you until 6 o'clock, at which time we'll throw it to a micro edition of the Christian Arcan show. And then, of course, he'll have you with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show. Let's play two. Red Sox, of course, playing the properly scheduled night game, the nightcap of the doubleheader today, 7:10, first pitch across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. And we rejoined with audio from the owner of the Airbnb where the infamous ring.com video footage of shirtless Bill Belichick walking out years ago came to be. Turns out it was in, I believe, Stanley, what was the Airbnb was in Winthrop. Wow. Yeah. It was in Winthrop, and he was there with Jordan Isabella. Jordan Hudson was there. And he was her guest for the evening, if you will, Ted. And the story behind it just gets so much weirder on
so
its
she
own.
She prefers a men's senior shaft.
Oh, she, come on. That's not real. She did. She really? And then now, so that we all saw that before and we all believed it to be true. And now, of course, we've had it verified. However, Ted, if you'd like to share with the audience as well that it goes so much deeper, thanks to our friend Pablo Torre, who has been both the Woodward and Bernstein of the Bill Belichick Jordan drama over the last couple of months, as he revealed a new layer of this drama and dysfunction.
So she prefers a men's senior shaft.
it's unbelievable. This I don't know. Just more information. I think what is surprising to me is just how much detail and information is being put out there that everybody is basically, I mean, Bill was protected for so long. I mean, he was insulated. He had people looking out for him. You know, he had guardrails, as I mm-hmm. like to say. He had these checkpoints. And so, You know what? That's a good idea, Stiz. You know, it's an interesting conversation because, look, I think this is a newsworthy story. I do. A lot of people do. I think it is kind of a fascinating story on so many levels, and so you know, it does interest me. But it does I think to a lot of people. And last night I was watching BST, and I thought Michael Holly and Tom Kern got into a good discussion about this situation, and more of an honest discussion. Take a listen.
Oh, but, you know, I'll start with guardrails because that's a great way of putting it. And I think he's at his best when he has them. He was at his best. I think that ship has sailed. So when he left Cleveland and then came to New England as an assistant coach and then went to New York as an assistant coach, that humbled him. That humbled him because he was no longer in control. When he got back to the Patriots, and the Patriots did so much, we know the story, to get him here, giving up a first-round pick and all this stuff, he didn't have complete control. He still had some guardrails, as you say, in place, which prevented him from, which saved him from him.
Mm-hmm.
So at a time, Robert Kraft saved him from him. Scott Pioli saved him from him. Tom Brady saved Bill Belichick from himself. And there were some people around him, but the more success he got, the more he said, well, get the straps off me. I don't need the brakes on me anymore. Get this off of me.
Unbelievable stuff. I just thought those guys, both of them, I mean, my Holly right there, I just think it's interesting how he put it. I mean, Tom Kern made some excellent points, too, just about, you know, kind of the questioning. You know, when he was here with the Patriots, there was a lot of things that went on that, you know, kind of never really reported. The winning just kind of covered it up, or people made excuses. But there was always signs of just really, you know, bad decisions and bad behaviors with Bill. Mm-hmm. But there is a history of behavior with him that it shouldn't surprise too many people. Although, again, I think he understands that he has no real safety net, no guardrails, nobody that really is looking out for him the way that they need to be, like he was when he was the coach of the Patriots.
Now, it should be noted that no action has been taken by the University of North Carolina. No sanctions have been put in place, no discipline, no cutting of ties, severing of cords, etc. But as would be noted, as you can see clearly at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI on our lower third, on June 1st, Bill Belichick's buyout clause drops from $10 million to $1 million. So if the university is frustrated, believes there is too much negative undue press, doesn't like the direction of behavior or whatever is going on with Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, and company, they could cut ties for one-tenth of what it would cost last week or tomorrow.
It's actually it's the other way around, Fitzy. It's if after the June that date, the UNC Tar Heels would be on this. If they wanted to fire Bill, they'd have to pay Bill $30 million. If Bill wanted to leave, Bill would have to pay $1 million.
Oh, his buyout clause.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Okay,
that's it.
See, it's all very confusing. Long story short, thank you.
I think it would be a big, if it was the other way around, I think that would be a big topic. I think there would be more stories about, you know, is it worth for North Carolina to eject with just, you know, buying him out for $1 million? But no, it's 10 million would be the buyout.
Okay. Yeah, technically they could buy, the buyout is 10 so whether or not they want to buy him out, if it's $1 million, $10 million, $30 million, if the headache gets so significant that one of the top academic institutions wants to move on from a man that was revered as the greatest head coach of all time in the National Football League, that remains to be seen. But the layers of nonsense, I'll just say, in this saga, this soap opera that continue to pour out, Ted, are baffling. Yeah, this is the music I hear in my head every time I see another Jordan Bill Belichick story evolves. It's a complete soap, Ted. I can't believe that the same guy that kept everything buttoned up, that allowed no information to come out, that ran the New England Patriots and all things Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass., as if it was Russian state operative, like at a KGB level. The NEP was the KGB. Now has just gone ham, gone completely haywire. There's no guardrails. There's no boundaries. There's no definition. There's no morality, it seems. And this whole thing was today. So Pablo Torre, like I said, who's been both the Woodward and Bernstein of this case, he went to Stiz. You were all up in this business because you wanted to defend your guy, but you're finding it more difficult by the moment and the news drop.
Who said I'm finding it more difficult?
You said it. You're finding it more difficult.
Shame on these Airbnb owners. Do you think that's
upset with that?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's a huge invasion of privacy.
Well, you saw that they're leaking. Jordan Hudson reached out to Airbnb on Twitter.
My girl, I retweeted it. Go, girl. Let's go.
Okay. I mean, it is interesting. But why did I feel like I heard that there's a fine print to whenever you sign a contract for Airbnb that there is a, if you read the fine print, it would clearly say that there is a camera that you possibly could be filmed on that is our property. So
not all of them, but yeah, Ted, surely some Airbnbs that you go to will have, you know, a clause in there that says, hey, just to let you know, we have ring cameras. We have, you know, because you're renting somebody else's property. God forbid you damage it or you trash the place.
Right.
For sure. They have some sort of recourse.
Exactly. So that is interesting, and people are going to have questions about that. But just the detail of which they you know, kind of spilled the tea. That's what's amazing. It's just how many people are talking. Everybody. I mean, I'm reading a story on Pro Football Talk where the interview that he had the podcast that he did with Ryan Clark. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess a couple of their co-hosts got left out of that interview. And they're spilling the beans. Ryan Clark's co-host, Channing Crowder, along with Fred Taylor, were left out of the opening exchange. And they went on the record and said some things. You're like, this is what Crowder had to say about Jordan during that interview with Ryan Clark. He said, his old lady is different. She lurks. It's weird to know him as a coach. Belichick running the entire organization as GM and head coach, talent coordinator, all that stuff, and then see this tiny little 93-pound kind of pretty much telling him what to do. So, I mean, it's everyone's talking. No one's holding back. Everyone has a story, and none of this is putting him in a good light. And I just don't. I mean, when you read that New York Times article, I forget the author's name. I forgot, but it was a couple of days ago. It is a detailed blow-by-blow of events over the years that is just like new information, new details, more tentacles to the story. So it's just a fascinating story that just doesn't seem like it's going to end or get better anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. And the timeline of today was Pablo Torre on his podcast after he already revealed that Jordan was banned from UNC. Then, of course, later in the day, UNC said that they've rescinded that and she was not. He actually went to the Airbnb, did the interview with the Airbnb owner. Hence, we have the sound drop, the interview, and all of that information about the woman thinking that Belichick was, quote, some creepy old guy and that he was there possibly with an escort. And then Pablo Torre walked through the apartment or Airbnb, the bungalow, what have you, did a Ring.com video reenactment, if you will, which just made it all the more comical and surreal. Brutal. And Ted, it's when you see this, I'll just leave it at this as we're up against it. But when you see this famous, informative figure of football, sports, popular culture and beyond just living so outrageously and living kind of out like beyond out loud, living at maximum volume with no regard for going deaf or whatever anyone else may think around you, it does just kind of beg the whole, like, are we sure someone else shouldn't step in and be like, Bill, are you sure you're good with all this? Because, man, it is just, he shouldn't be the punchline that he is right now, Ted.
Yeah.
And if you don't think he is, well, you should watch SNL, you should listen to a podcast, or you should just Google Bill Belichick, and you'll see what comes up, and then you can decide for yourself as the Belichick turns. 617-779-7937 is our telephone number. Only one break left since we came in with a shortened show following the Red Sox big 19-5 win in game one of their meteorologically rescheduled doubleheader at Fenway. When we come back, it's odds and ends, a little bit of everything to catch you up and get you ready for a shortened version of the Christian Arcan show. And then 7:10 tonight, Sox and Orioles, let's play two. Don't miss the end here on WEEI Afternoons.
So she prefers a men's senior shaft.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, no big deal. Just Marcelo Meyer hitting an absolute bomb the second he gets to the plate for his first at bat in Worcester in the game that follows Alec Bregman's injury, the quad tightness. He will be sitting out tonight. We'll see how long he's actually out for. Could this mean the call-up we have been looking forward to and begging for the longest time? Could very well be the case, you guys. All I know is I've been looking forward to it, Ted, and I wish no ill will upon anyone. But at the same time, if the Bregman is down, it's time for the Meyer man to come up. That leads off Odds and Ends, Ted. Odds and Ends, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. They also accept donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today. That's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's cars with a K, or carsforkids.com. Ted, last night, Game 2, Western Conference Finals. Thunder.
Thunder!
They seem like they are getting it done. They are legitimately and metaphorically a force of nature at this point. I don't see anybody getting in their way on the way to raising a title.
It's just they're such a unique team, Fitzy. They're put together so well. And I mean Chet Holmgren, are you kidding me? Along with Jalen Williams with SGA. And all the role players are excellent, and it's just a relentless style that I understand SGA gets called for, gets a lot of opportunities to go to the free throw line, but he deserves it because, when you're that aggressive, you should be rewarded. And a lot of guys don't want to grind it out like that and beat their bodies up, but he's willing to go in there. I don't know. I don't know how you keep up with that offense. I really don't. I mean, the Pacers is the next kind of offense that it's both very athletic teams. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to tonight's game. I thought the first game was insanity. One of the absolute best games I've ever seen in my life was that Pacers and Knicks game. So I'm hoping for something like that again tonight, Fitzy. The playoffs have been good eating for me. I just think it's been fantastic NBA playoffs so far.
They have been bananas. Like we were saying yesterday, Ted, they have been incredibly entertaining. They won't be remembered necessarily for the best pure basketball, but they will be remembered for the intensity, the entertainment, and the statistical anomalies, like how the Knicks won two games in a row against the Celtics being down 20 points, only having the lead through the first five games for like 25 minutes. And of course, what the Pacers did to both the Cavs and in game one against the Knicks is still just unheralded, unheard of, and thoroughly unbelievable. I have the Knickerbockers coming back tonight and winning game two. Who you got tonight, Ted?
I can see that. I mean, I have the Pacers in five, so They're going to win one game. I think it probably will be tonight's game. So, and then I got the Pacers just kind of mopping it up, and then I hope and anticipate a Pacers OKC finals. That's what I'm hoping for. I think it would be really good basketball.
Fast paced and high energy indeed.
Oh my God, yes.
My gosh, we've got enough for 8 more hours of shows. The Celtics got a new investor. Marshy got game 2 win. The Panthers won 5-0, although Sam Ryan got hurt, so we'll see how that affects them. Red Sox have game 2 coming up tonight as well. Lucas Giolito on the bump for the Sox. I wanted to try to get a couple of words from you on Jim Irsay because, of course, he was a formative figure in football at the time that you were winning Super Bowls for the Patriots. Man, we got a million things to get to, Ted, so let's tuck all that away in our odds and ends box, and we'll get to it when we rejoin the audience on Tuesday. What do you say?
Sounds good, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, listen, Teddy, you have a great holiday weekend as well. Everybody drive safe, take care of yourselves, enjoy the weekend. I know it is not the quintessential kickoff to summer weather that you normally would anticipate or look forward to, but hey, we all got a couple days off. So whatever it is you do, have fun with the kids. Make sure you don't have too many. Watch some great sports. Stay tuned. Christian Arcan has got you, of course, covered right here with the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show and a 10-minute mini Arcan show,
which is going to be very entertaining for all of you. I don't know if I like it. We'll see what happens.
Arcan coming up here on WEEI. Let's go Sox, and everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. We will talk to you next Tuesday on WEEI Afternoons. Oh, and by the way, Stiz, meh, okay job.
Says she prefers a men's senior shaft.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large traditional premium utility.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.